Our Father, how we thank you and praise you that we all can be here this morning.
阿爸父，我们感谢你，今天早上我们能在这里。
Thank you for the cleansing blood.
谢谢你洁净我们的血。
Thank you for your anointing spirit.
谢谢你膏抹我们的灵。
Also thank you because you delight to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们更感谢你，因为你乐意赐给我们智慧与启示的灵。
Through your word that we may know more of our Lord Jesus.
借着你的话，我们能更多地认识我们的主耶稣基督。
So we pray you will enlighten us and you will open your word to every one of us.
我们祷告，你今天能在你的话中发出光来，能够光照我们每一位。
We pray in your own precious name.
我们在你宝贝的名里祷告。
We have come to the end of Romans chapter 11 this week.
这一周我们来到罗马十一章最后。
Ever since we came to the book of Romans this time,
这一次当我们来到罗马书的时候
I was brought back again to Genesis 1 verse 26.
主一再地把我带回到创世纪一章二十六节，二十六节，对。
This helped me actually to not remain in the traditional view of Romans chapter 9 through 11.
这把我重新看罗马九章到十一节，不是照着传统的办法来看。
Because traditionally, Romans 9 through 11 is always considered as a parenthesis on God's selection for the children of Israel.
在这个传统里面，罗马九章到十一章都是被看作是在括号里的一段话，这讲到神在他拣选以色列里面的一段话。
This view always puzzled me in the past.
过去这一段话，这个看法总是让我很困扰。
That is, if we focus on the past, how is that going to help us to see the relevance of this portion to us today?
如果我们一直留在过去的这种光景里面，这种看法里面，我们如何从这些话里面读出我们应该如何往前的光？
So this time, as we were going through the book of Romans, almost every week I was reminded of Genesis 1:26.
这一次当我进入罗马书的时候，几乎每一周主都提醒我要看创世纪一章二十六。
And I have mentioned this to you in recent weeks, but let me mention this again.
近几周以来我一直提到这个点，我想再重新提醒弟兄姊妹们。
That is, by going through Romans chapter 5 through 8, I realized this saying, have dominion over, has become very practical through our subjective sanctification.
当我们来读罗马五章到八章的时候，我发现这个有权柄来管理这个这句话，越来越多的能够应用在我们主观的经历里面。
I want to tell you that I began to see the importance of this word domain.
我特别是盼望弟兄姊妹们能够越来越多的认识到这个词，这个辖区这个词。
Because you see, this word domain is related to Genesis 1:26, have dominion over.
因为这个辖区这个词在创世纪一章二十六节和这个有权柄来管理是有关系的。
And dominion is a kind of an ancient or not modern term.
这个有管理这个词，特别辖管这个词，这不是一个现代的词汇。
But domain is a more modern term, especially in this computer age.
这个但是这个辖区这个词，确实在今天这个计算机的时代啊，是一个比较现代的词汇。
So anyway, I realized, as I mentioned this in the book of Romans, Paul actually used the verb form of this word.
当我读到罗马书的地方的时候，我发现保罗是把这个词用在动词状态。
And in Romans, at least three times he used in Romans chapter 6 verse 9, verse 14, and chapter 7 verse 1, he used the word "Lord it over."
保罗在罗马六章九节、十四节和七章第一节讲用到这个词的时候，他说用到说做主管辖。
And this word "lord it over" is the verb form of the word "domain."
这个词就是这个辖区这个词的动词状态。
And this word is very important because this was mentioned in Genesis 1 verse 26.
因为这个词的这个 这个词之所以重要，是因为它是在创世纪一章二十六节就用到了。
Actually, this means when God created man, he had this in mind.
啊，这说出当神创造人的时候，他就已经有这个意思在他的心思，在他的心里面。
Of course, we mentioned that so many times God, Genesis 1:26 showed us that God created man with his purpose to express him and to represent him.
我们知道神创造人的时候，他就是要让人来代表他，来彰显他。
But in order for them to experience this, they need to be in the right domain.
啊，为了让人能够有这样的经历，所以人必须进到正确的辖区里面。
And so, if you, when we come to the book of Romans, particularly when we're in Romans 8, it talks about the law of the spirit.And of life.
我们知道来到罗马八章的时候，我们读到这个罗马八章讲到生命之灵的律。
And this law of spirit and of life operates in this domain.
我们知道生命之灵的律就是在这个辖区里面来执行它这个规律的。
This is something which is so familiar for, with us for so many years.
啊，这些话对我们来说不是陌生的。
But I don't think it left such a deep impression with us because we always thought, well, it's a matter of realm.
但是我们从来没有觉得它留下多深的印象，因为我们总是觉得是列在一个不过是一个不同的范围而已。
So therefore, this time I told you I don't want to use the word realm. I want to use the word domain.
所以这一次呢，我选择不用这个范围这个词，我要用这个辖区这个词。
In this domain, you can have dominion over.
啊，这个在这个辖区里面，你可以有主权、有主宰来辖管。
And you know, dear brothers and sisters, it's so very important. This is our destiny.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是何等的重要，因为这是我们的定命。
You know, actually, I was thinking about this. You see, we started to talk about the book of Romans is the gospel of God.
啊，我们谈到罗马书的时候，我们知道罗马书，我们认为是。相信是神的福音。
And actually, last night, just before I went to bed, this impressed me. You know what? Genesis 1:26 encapsulates the gospel of God.
昨天晚上我有一个很深的感觉，就是在我休息以前，主给我这样的感觉，就是创世纪一章二十六节就把整个神的福音完全的啊启示在那里了。
This is our destiny.
这就是我们的定命。
Our destiny is to have dominion over.
我们的定命就是要有权来辖管。
In this domain, we can express him and we can represent him.
在这个辖区里面，我们可以彰显他，可以代表他。
But you know, Genesis 1:26 is not so simple.
所以创世纪一章二十六节。并不是我们所想象的那么简单。
Yes, of course, it talks about God created man to express him and to represent him.
当然，那地方讲到神创造人是为了彰显他并代表他。
But we know that Bible reveals to us God is eternal and infinite.
当然，我们也知道神是这个永远的，并且是无限的。
And the man he created is both transient and limited.
但是人，他所创造的人却是很短暂的，却是有限的。
So how can transient and limited man to express and represent the eternal and infinite God?
弟兄姊妹，我们要想一想，一个短暂存在并且有限的人，如何能够彰显并代表一个无限并且永远的神？
So it is really wonderful that in Genesis 1:26, God said, "Let us make man in our image and after our likeness."
啊，创世纪一章二十六节讲到说。神说让我们按照我们的形象照着我们的样式造人的时候
And then he said Let them have dominion over
他说让他们有权来管辖
Now again we have said this very much often in the past God created a man not an individual man but a corporate man、right?
过去我们当然用到这个词的时候都说这神创造的不是一个单个的人乃是一个团体的人
But I'm going to speak to you a little bit about this them, T-H-E-M.
今天我要把这个他们好好的向弟兄姊妹有些解释
Because this is very, very important to what we are going through in Genesis,、in Romans chapter 11.
因为这和罗马书十一章有非常重要的关系
You see, God created a man in Genesis 1:27, and God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
在创世纪一章二十七节说到说，神就按照他的形象，照他的样式造人。他创造他们，乃是造男，有男有女。
You see, Genesis 1:26 shows the man God created is not a singular person, but a corporate person.
二十六节讲到神创造人不是一个单个的人，乃是一个团体的人。
And then in verse 27, he said this them is a couple, male and female.
啊，但是在二十七节却讲到这个人却是有男有女，是一对。
And then in Genesis 1:28, and God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be multiplied and fill the earth."
在二十八节，神就祝福他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面。
This further explains about this them.
啊，这也就进一步解释这个他们。
This them is not only a corporate man.
这个他们不光是一个团体的人。
Not only just a couple.
不光是一对。
But it is a couple through procreation can have extension in time from generation to generation.
这是神创造他们，在他在超越时间里面就祝福他们，要从一代一代的能够祝福下去。
And not only he said be multiplied, but also fill the earth so that they can expand in space from place to place.
这地方不光是让他们生养众多，还要让他们遍满地面，这样他们才能从一地一地的来管辖。
Now you see, this is the purpose God created man.
这是神创造人的目的。
God created man to express him and to represent him.
啊，神创造人彰显他，代表他。
But not through just an individual person.
但不是只通过一个单个的人。
But through a couple.
啊，却是借着一对。
Through procreation.
啊，借着这个在创造的时候。
Procreation, 这个生育的时候。
生育的时候。
So that they can extend in time and also expand in space.
能够在时间和空间上一直的延伸出去。
So before I get into Romans 11, let me read Genesis 1:26 to you again.
我们再来读创世纪一章二十六节。
And this morning I want to, I think it's very, very important for me to tell you about this matter about them.
啊，这地方非常重要的，我们要理解什么是他们。
Okay, let's read Genesis 1:26 in this way.
我们来这样来读创世纪一章二十六节。
And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness."
啊，神说，让我们按照我们的形象，照着我们的样式造人。
Now, please listen carefully what I'm going to say.
啊，你要对我下面说的话要注意了。
He said, "Let them in every generation, in every place, have dominion over."
让他们在每一代、每一个地方。都有权来管辖。
This is how practically God's purpose can be fulfilled through the human history.
这是神如何在人的历史里面能把他的目的实行出来。
I hope you understand my point.
我盼望你们能明白我要说的点。
It's very important to know this them.
啊，这是认识他们是非常重要的。
This them means for transient and limited man to express and to represent this eternal and infinite God, there has to be an extension in time and expansion in space.
我们知道一个有限，一个非常有限啊，一个短暂的人要来代表并且彰显无限永远的神，让他们在一代一代在时间空间里面来代表他，这是何等的重要。
Because I think there's a very important point here that is contained in these chapters, that is God's economy.
在这地方一个非常重要的点，我们需要表达出来的就是神的经纶。
Okay, now okay, let me put it in this way.
啊，我换一种说法。
Before God created man,
啊，当人神创造人以前，
of course God has his eternal purpose.
当然他有他永远的目的。
He has his eternal plan.
他有他永远的计划。
But also in God's foreknowledge, God foresaw the fall of man.
但是神在他永远里，他早就知道人要堕落。
Therefore, he created a tripartite man.
所以他创造了三部分的人。
With a spirit, soul, and body.
人有灵，有魂，有身体。
don't think the fall of man was unexpected to God. It was fully in God's plan.
不要觉得人的堕落是让神吃惊的，实际上都在神的计划里面。
God foresaw that Satan was going to seduce man to cause man to fall.
他早就预见撒旦要吸，要这个诱惑人，使人堕落。
And God knew that the man He created, the tripartite man He created, can stand against Satan's device.
当然，神也是预知他所创造的三部分的人能够在撒旦这种诱惑的面前能够站得住。
So therefore, God created man with a spirit, soul, and body.
所以他创造人有灵魂体。
We have said this so much in the past. The spirit is compatible with God to receive God as life to fulfill His purpose.
以前我们说过许多次，人的灵是和神相似的，能够接受神，能够把他的一切能够接受进来。
Has that potential and that ability to live in that right domain to express God.And to represent him.
有那个潜力，有那个能力，能够在这个正确的辖区里面，能够来彰显并代表神。
Even in the fall of man,
就是在人堕落的时候
，only man's soul and body was affected.
只有人的魂和体受到了影响。
The soul and the body of man became the flesh, but God preserved the human spirit.
虽然人的魂和体变成了人的肉体。但是神却为他自己保留了人的灵。
Even though in the fall of man, the human spirit was not properly functioning, but it was preserved.
虽然人堕落的人他的灵没有正确的功用，但是却是被保存下来了。
Right after the fall of man, God promised, God actually already started his full salvation.
当人堕落的开始，人堕落的时候，神就已经开始了他全备的救恩。
And he promised the seed of the woman.
他应许女人的后裔。
And the seed of woman, of course, came in the fullness of time.
当然，但是在时机满足的时候，这个女人的后裔就来了。
Everything was according to God's plan.
所以一切都是照着神的计划。
When the fullness of the time came, God sent His own Son.To be born of a woman, to be born under law, that he may deliver those under the law.
时期满足的时候，他就差出他的儿子，由女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把我们这些在律法以下的人赎出来。
Now let me say this again, dear brothers and sisters, because God is eternal and infinite.
我们要再说，神是永远无限的。
And men are transient and limited.
人是有限。并且短暂的。
So God's full salvation is prepared for the transient and limited man.
神完整的救恩是为这个短暂并有限的人所预备的。
God's love for man, of course, is unbounding.
所以神对人的爱当然是没有限制的。
God loves all men.
神爱世人。
Throughout the whole human history.
借着在人整个的历史里面，神爱世人。
Between the fall of man and the fullness of time when the Lord Jesus came.
在这个人的堕落和时期满足就是主耶稣的来的时候，这中间
There is the passage of time.
这中间有一个时间的桥梁。
But God's eternal purpose in planning creating man was not deterred nor changed.
神创造人的目的和计划从来没有受过打岔，他也从来没有改变过。
So therefore, even during that period of time, before the fullness of time came, God prepared measures to meet the need of people in different stages.
就是在这个时期满足以前，神已经预备了在不同的时段里面如何来让人能够持续下去。
I don't have time to say too much in detail, but I think the example of the children of Israel in the Old Testament is clear enough.
我没有多少时间讲这个。从旧约里以色列人的历史，就是神的子民的历史，就可以很清楚地看出来。
Because in which the what was the fulfillment and the reality that is accomplished that came with the Lord Jesus was represented by the types and shadows in the Old Testament time.
在这以前，我们知道在旧约里面已经有许许多多的预表和这个预言都把这一切都说明出来了。
These are God's economy in different stages.
这就是神的经纶在不同时期里面它所有的表现。
You see, that's why, dear brothers and sisters, I want to explain to you about this them, because without understanding the them, it's hard for us to understand economy.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要明白这个他们是什么意思。如果我们不明白这个他们，就没有办法明白神的经纶。
Because economy, yes, of course, it is God's household administration and so on. But it is household administration is dealing with man who is transient and limited.
当然，神的经纶是神家庭的行政，但是这一个我们知道，神的经纶当然是在他家里面的来如何对待这个短暂有限的人。
But this of course is based on God's eternal purpose.
当然这是根据神永远的旨意。
Oftentimes I hear the saints use this term eternal economy.
我们许多时候听到圣徒们用永远的经纶这个词汇。
I don't think you quite understood what you're saying.
我不知道你能不能完全明白你所说的。
That is why this morning I feel the burden to share with you, because economy is based on God's eternal purpose and plan in creating man, but in his dealing with man in every stage, there is the economy of that particular age.
神的经纶就是在永远的计划和旨意里面，在不同的时期里面，他如何来对待他所创造的人。
Actually, we had a very good verse used a few times in from Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10, which says the economy of the fullness of time.
我们平常用的一处经节在以弗所书一章十节，那地方讲到说，为了时期满足时的经纶。
What I just said in the last 15 minutes is to explain that verse.
过去我十五分钟所讲的就是解释以弗所书一章十节。
Now, but this morning, this is not really what I wanted to share.
但这不是今天我早上要交通的重点。
Because this is really an introduction for me to get into this portion.
这是要为进入罗马十一章这一段的这个一个开头的话。
Because actually in the last few weeks in our morning watch for sheets, the title is God's economy in His selection.
过去几周我们这个晨更经节里面讲到说神在他拣选里的经纶。
And I'm afraid that people still thinking this is just talking about the past.
我想很多弟兄姊妹还在想着还是讲到过去。
That is why I said it was very important for us to how to get the relevance. What is the relevance of this portion to us today?
所以我为什么非常强调我们要看到这一段话和我们今天的关系。
So actually this wordEconomy is not used in these three chapters.
我们看到在这三章里面，罗马九章、十章、十一章里面没有用到经纶这个词。
But it is very true. It is talking about God's economy in selection.
当然这是正确的，这地方确实讲到神在他拣选里的经纶。
But what I want to add is that don't just think this is just God's Old Testament economy to the Jews.
千万不要说这是只是神在旧约里对他以色列选民的这个经纶。
It is only a passage.In time,
这不过是在时间里的一个过渡阶段。
And you have to see, I mentioned that Romans chapter 5 to 8 is so very important.
我说过罗马五章到八节是何等的重要。
Because Romans 5 through 8 speaks of the subjective sanctification in the right domain.
五章到八章讲到我们主观上被圣别在正确的辖区里面被圣别的化。
See, so therefore, I think this is why I believe chapters 9 to 11 follows Romans 5 to 8.
因为这个九章到十一章，这就是为什么是跟着五章到八章。
Actually, this portion has a lot.
这一段时间有很丰富的内容。
But let me put it in this way.
让我来这样解释。
This is the only portion in the whole New Testament that Paul used one term.
在这三章里面是整个新约里面保罗只在这个地方用到一个词汇。
Actually, it's not just Romans 9 through 11, but it is from Romans 11, 17 to 24.
这是罗马书十一章十七节到二十四节。
Paul uses this term 6 times.
保罗把这个词用了6次。
And only used here.
只在这地方用到了。
The whole New Testament, this is the only place Paul used it.
在整本新约里面，只在这地方用到这个词。
And I know many saints are very interested about this term, and this is the word grafting.
当然我知道很多圣徒对这个很感兴趣，就是接枝。
Okay, now, grafting is a very interesting phenomenon.
接枝是一个很有意思的现象。
But it is put here.
但是呢，放在这儿了。
It is put here.Relating to God's Old Testament economy and His New Testament economy.
放在这地方来解释神在旧约的经纶和他在新约的经纶。
I mean, in the past, we have heard and shared fellowship with the saints in different times about the matter of grafting.
当然，过去在不同的时间、不同的地点，我们给弟兄姊妹交通过什么叫接枝。
Actually, recently there's a brother who looked up an article about the scientific explanation about grafting. It's a very long article. I think 50 some pages.
最近有弟兄也找出有科学的文章来讲到。接枝是什么？这篇很长的文章。
Yes, but this morning I'm not going to discuss that with you.
今天早上我不会给你们来讨论呢，什么是接枝。
It is too complicated beyond me actually a bit.
那个实际上蛮复杂的。
But the point is this, okay, which is generally accepted that grafting, well, of course, between two.You want to say branches or two different things. And for a successful grafting, it depends, these two must be genetically compatible.
接枝当然是两个东西接到一起，但这地方讲到的要接枝的这两方必须在这个它的基因上是相似的。
And generally speaking,our understanding about grafting, the picture we see is this.
我们平常所看到的这个接枝的图画乃是这样的。
You cut a branch from a tree.
你从一棵树上把一个枝子砍下来。
Now generally this branch is not very close to the root.
当然这个枝子往往都不是很接近这个根的。
It is not on the trunk.
也不是在那个树干上的。
And usually it's not a very big branch, but anyway, it's on the branch.
往往都不是很大的枝子，但是是在生长在枝子上的。
So you make a cut.
你来把它砍下来。
And then you cut another branch from another species, another tree or another thing. Yeah.
你再从另外一棵树上也把另外一个枝子，就是相似的树上把它砍下来。
And then you try to join it.
这样你把它能够试着把它接起来。
And of course, those who have done this grafting, they will tell you how important it is how to do this cutting certain angle, how to match, so on so forth.
当然，做过接枝的实际接枝的人，你都知道这个砍的角度，砍的方式是很重要的。
In other words, most of the attention is to pay to the immediate place where this is taking place.
当然我们的注意力都是放在这个最紧要的就是彼此相接的那个地方。
But this is not what Paul is saying here.
但是这不是保罗在罗马十一章要说的。
Now what Paul is saying is that he is using such a metaphor.
他在这地方只是用了一个比喻而已。
He used New Testament believers as the wild olive tree.
他把这个新约的这些信徒比喻为野橄榄枝子。
And the Old Testament Jewish saints, he likened them to the cultivated olive tree.
他把这个旧约的神的选民，比喻成这个培育的这个真的橄榄树。
But I must tell you, this is a very interesting thing.
这是很有意思的。
You see, actually, the word branch,
这个词，这个这个枝子，这个词
its root form or its original form is to break.
它这个原来的意思，这个词根的意思，就是把它折断。
Okay, so in other words, the branch means it is not a big bow, which you cannot just, you have to use a chainsaw or something to saw it off. No, this is something which is easily breakable.
这地方这个枝子并不是指的一个大大枝干，乃是一个很容易就会被折断的一个枝子。
And he actually didn't use the word to say you have to cut it in a certain angle very carefully and so on for it to join.
他没有说要如何砍、如何切、如何砍、砍成什么形状。
He just said, if you break it off,
他只是说你把它折下来。
And then you bring another branch and connect it.
啊，把另外一个枝子接上去。
Then grafting is fine.
那他就说接枝就可以了。
But of course, this principle I think is still correct that it has to be genetically compatible.
那当然，这个在基因上要类似的，才能接上去。这个还是一样的。
But when I first heard about this, I thought about Genesis 1:26.
啊，我听到这个的时候，我就又主又提醒我创世纪一章二十六节。
You see, the compatibility of the wild olive branch or the cultivated olive branch, their compatibility is not based on anything else, but based on Genesis 1:26.
所以这个野橄榄和栽种的橄榄树之所以能够接上去，它们的可接性是还是根据创世纪一章二十六节。
You see, it is actually very clear in verse 17. Say, if...But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and became a fellow partaker of the root of the fatness of the olive tree.
我们看到十七节说，若有几根枝子被折下来，你这野橄榄得在其中接上去，一同有份于橄榄根的肥汁。
This is absolutely wonderful. He said, the cultivated olive tree was broken off.
我们看到这个栽种的橄榄树的枝子被折下来。
And now your wild olive tree get connected, grafted on.
我们这野橄榄枝子能够接上去。
So you can become a fellow partaker. Now the fellow partaker speaks of their compatibility.
这地方还用到要一同有份。这个一同有份这个词就说出来接近的。
Just like because they were all created in God's likeness.
因为他们都是照着神的样式来造的。
They are compatible because they are all compatible with God.
之所以他们接近，是因为他们都是和神是接近的。
So I was thinking about this verse 17, verse 19, verse 23 and 24, Paul uses the grafting.
这地方从十七节、十八节，而后二十节到二十三节，保罗一直讲到这个接枝。
But okay, I'm going to tell you something.
我现在再继续往下讲。
Actually, I was looking up this matter about olive tree.
我也去查这个橄榄树。
I found this verse in Psalm 52, verse 8.
我在诗篇五十二篇第八节看到这个词。
I want to show us Psalm 52. Okay, in Psalm 52, let me explain. David was escaping the persecution from Saul.
这地方我们看到保罗大卫在从扫罗面前逃跑。
And so.But anyway, he was in some danger.
他那时候处于一种非常危险的境况。
But he wrote the psalm.
但是他写了这个诗篇。
Not only he wrote the psalm, he also asked to be delivered to the chief musician.
不仅写了这个诗篇，他还要这个把这个诗篇交给领长。
Among all the psalms in the Old Testament, it's very interesting. There are a number of them are.To the chief musician.
在旧约这个诗篇里面，有些很有意思，因为它是直接交给领长的。
In other words,
就是带领唱诗歌的。
Meaning, to teach the congregation to sing this.
他就是教这个会众唱诗歌的。
This is what he said.
这是大卫如何说
？Verse 8, he said, "But I, like a flourishing olive tree, in the house of God, trust in God's loving kindness forever and ever.
Amen. 至于我，我像神殿中青翠的橄榄树，永永远远依靠神的恩典。
And actually, flourishing means green. Okay.
哦，第一个就是，
这个 flourishing 就是 green， 你去讲的。讲青
啊，青翠
，Yeah， so means it's green，
啊，是很青翠。
We all know green is full of life, right？
你知道这个青翠的意思是满了生命。
So in the even in the danger, in the midst of the great danger，
啊，就是在那样面临很危险的境况的时候。
As to me, I'm like a green, olive tree in the house of God。
他却说我像青翠的橄榄树在神的家中。
You see, this is the experience of the Old Testament saints。
这是旧约圣徒的经历。
Even in the Old Testament saints, in the Old Testament economy, they know they are connected in life with God。
啊，在旧约的经纶里面，他们知道他们是与神的这个生命是有连结的。
Okay, now let us go to Romans 11, verse 22.
我们来读罗马书十一章二十二节。
Romans 11:22. Behold, then the kindness and severity of God on those who fell severity.
你看神的恩慈和严厉，对那跌倒的人是严厉的。
But on you, the kindness of God, if you continue in His kindness, otherwise you also will be cut off.
对你却是神的恩慈。只要你长留在他的恩慈中，不然你也要被砍下来。
And verse 23, but they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again.
二十三节，而且他们若不是长留于不信中，仍要被接上，因为神能够把他们重新接上。
But those of you who have Darby, if you look at Darby.You will find very interesting here in verse 22 and 23. He said, "If you abide in His kindness, otherwise you also will be cut off. And they also, if they do not abide in unbelief." In other words, the word "continue," Darby translates as "abide."
如果你有达密译本的话，你可以注意到达密在这地方，他把这个继续。它翻译成住在其中。
What does it remind you?
啊，这个能够提醒你什么
？Abide。
啊，这个住在提醒你什么
？John 15。
啊，约翰福音十五章。
John 15。
约翰福音十五章。
Let us read John 15 verse 5。
我们来读约翰福音十五章第五节。你们是之子，住在我里面的，我住在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
This is God's economy.
这是神的经纶。
God want them in every generation, in every place, to continue to abide in Him.
神盼望在每一代又一代，一个地方又一个地方，人能够住在他里面。
You see, actually, I thought it was so marvelous when I realized Paul used this word grafted in Romans 11. I had some feeling maybe this has something to do with John 15.
啊，这地方我真的是感觉到，在我读的时候的潜意识的就大约感觉到这地方是不是和约翰十五章有关系
？You see, he's talking about the branches from the olive tree and the branches from the vine.
啊，他这圣经里讲到这是橄榄树上的枝子，那地方讲到葡萄树上的枝子。
Actually, the branches in John 15 is a different word from the branches in Romans 11.
在约翰福音十五章那地方那个枝子和罗马十一章用到的枝子，这两个字是不一样的。
In Romans 11, it is a branch.
啊，在罗马十一章，它是只是简单的讲一个枝子。
And in John 15, it is a twig.
在这个约翰十五章，它是一个小木头的意思，
小枝子，
小枝子。
Both words, both terms, their root is to break off.
这两个词的字根都是 可以被折断。
You understand my point?
你明白我的意思吗？
Whether you are a branch or a twig, it's easily broken off.
不管你是个枝子还是个小枝子，你都是很容易被折断的。
But in Romans 11, Paul uses such a picture because he wanted to describe this compatibility with the root, the fatness of the root.
保罗在十一章，他这地方他的重点是要描绘这个他和这个枝子和这个根。是彼此相合的。
We have quite a few elderly saints like to plant things and even trees.
我们这地方有些年长的圣徒喜欢种东西，甚至于种树。
And so they know a lot about these things.
他们对这些都有很多的了解。
And you know, dear brothers and sisters, you do not actually try to graft a twig on a vine plant.
实际上，弟兄姊妹，我们实际上不会把一个小枝子来接到葡萄树上。
And but with the olive tree, that's fine because it's a much bigger tree, right?
对于橄榄树来说，你完全可以做，因为橄榄是一个可以说是个树。
But I think that what Paul is trying to say here is that actually the relationship between the branch and the tree is easily breakable, but also easily restored.
保罗在这地方想表达的意思是，这个枝子既容易被折下来，实际上也容易再被接上去。
If we continue to abide,
重关键是如果我们能够继续的住在其中。
Now, you see, dear brothers and sisters, that's why I want to talk this way with you this morning.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我为什么今天早上我盼望这样来向弟兄姊妹们解释。
I want to talk to you about economy.
我要给你们讲经纶。
Economy.Is related both where and when.
经纶是和地点和时间有关系的。
In order to enjoy this economy,
为了享受这个经纶，
you have to be in the right domain.
我们首先需要在一个正确的辖区里面。
And you also need to continue to abide.
你还需要持续不断地住在其中。
This is what Paul is talking about.
这是保罗想表达的。
This is what Genesis 1:26 is about.
这是创世纪一章二十六节所讲说的。
To express and to represent this eternal and infinite God, it need to be carried out by His economy.
为了让这个无永远无限的神能够得着彰显和代表，他需要让我们一直能够留在这儿。
Particularly for those of us who are living in the economy of the fullness of time.
特别是对我们这些活在时期满足里的人。
You know, I'm not going to spend time to explain to you about the fullness because this fullness is mentioned here until the fullness of the Gentiles are fulfilled.
当然，这地方我不会给你讲时期满足，在这地方是个什么意思？这地方特别讲到当外邦人的人数满足。
So you see, dear brothers and sisters, I believe that when Paul tried to use grafting, the picture of the grafting here,
保罗用这个接枝的这幅图画，在这地方来解释犹太人和外邦人的。
I want you to understand this point. I said I do not want to hold on to this traditional view.
我也告诉弟兄姊妹们，我不愿意持守那个传统的那个观点。
Because I want you all.To have the proper perspective and respect for God's purpose and for God's sovereignty.
我盼望弟兄姊妹们能够非常严肃地对待神的旨意和神的主宰。
Because I'm afraid the traditional view about this is just God's way of dealing with Old Testament saints carries such a kind of attitude which I think is not proper.
我知道弟兄姊妹如果留在那个旧的那个观点里面，我那个所带来的结果不是很积极的。
Even I heard some of the young ones, you have absolutely no idea what God's economy is to criticize Paul's attitude toward the Old Testament saints.
当然我知道有些年轻人甚至于因着这些观点，甚至批评保罗对旧约圣徒的那个感觉。
That is why I spend so much time to explain to you about Genesis 1:26.
所以这就是为什么我花那么多的时间来解释创世纪一章二十六节。
Let me repeat again. I hope we will have the proper perspective and respect for God's purpose and His sovereignty.
我再强调，我盼望我们在座的弟兄姊妹们能够有正确的观点和足够的尊重，来尊重神的旨意和他的主宰和经纶。
Otherwise, how can Paul write the doxology like he did here?
不然，保罗如何能够写出他所有的赞美？
You know, Romans chapter 11, verse 33 to 36 is about the highest praise that anyone could offer.
在罗马十一章三十三到三十六节，这是所任何人所能发表出来的最高的赞美。
This is at the end of the section, Romans 9 to 11.
这是罗马九章十章十一章的结语。
You know, there are some saints who suggest, you know, can we spend more time on this? Yes, we will.
啊，圣徒有圣徒建议，能不能在这上面多花点时间？我们会。
And of course, this week we are going to review Romans 9 through 11.
这一周我们来复习罗马九章到十一章。
But then, the following week, before we start Romans 12, we will have these verses again.
下一周，在我们开始罗马十二章以前，我们还会复习这些经节。
Now, it is with that kind of a background, let us read these last few verses.
借着这个背景，我们来读最后这三节。
四节 yeah.
罗马十一章三十三节到三十六节。
Let's read Romans 11:33 to 36. Let's read English first, and then we'll read in Chinese.
先英文读，后中文读。
Oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments and untraceable His ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become His counselor, or who has first given to Him, and it will be repaid to Him? Because out from Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen.
来中文，我们读十一章三十三节到三十六节。神哉，神的丰富智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的道路何其难寻。谁曾知道主的心思？谁曾做过他的测试？谁曾先给了他，使他后来偿还？因为万有都是本于他，借着他，并归于他，愿荣耀归于他，直到永远。阿门。
Such height of praise.
Oh, 这是何等高的赞美。
You see, he said, Paul, you know, I'm so short of words. I mean, you know, when he said this, oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God.
是吧，我们的语言很有限，难以表达我们里面的感觉。那地方讲到的说，深哉，神的丰富智慧和知识。
How unsearchable are His judgments and untraceable His ways.
他的判断何其难测，他的道路何其难寻。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, I feel so privileged because we live at such a time that the Word of God is open to us, and we have such history of always repeating this. But I think that even that we couldn't express a very small portion of what we see here.
弟兄姊妹们，我们活在这一个主的话完全解开的时代，是何等的特权！我们实在是没有合适的语言能把这一切发表的完整。
You see, Paul said, "For who has known the mind of the Lord? Of course, no one."
这地方保罗说，谁曾知道主的心思？当然，没有人知道。
And who has become his counselor? No one.
谁曾做过他的测试？当然没有。
And who has first given to him, and it will be repaid to him?
有谁给了他，叫他以后再偿还？
And of course not. None can give to him first and be repaid.
当然，没有人给过能给他，叫他后来再偿还。
But do you know how privileged we are that we do have Genesis 1:26?
你们要真的清楚，我们是何等的特权，我们有创世纪 一章二十六节。
And if the Lord open more to us,
如果主再向我们启示更多，
we will see because out from him and through him and to him are all things.
我们会更多的来看，万有都是本于他，借着他，并归于他。
By showing us the Old Testament economy and the economy of the fullness of time,
当我们来看旧约的经纶和时期满足时的经纶，
Paul showed us how God's purpose is to be accomplished.
保罗向我们启示了神的目的和旨意是如何来完成的。
And therefore, at the end, he said, "To him be the glory forever, Amen."
所以他最后说，愿荣耀归于他，直到永远。Amen.
It is in answering, in responding to the highest praise, Paul went on to write Romans 12:1.
为了回应这个对主的最高的赞美，所以保罗下面继续罗马十二章一节。
So how can you say this is a parenthesis?
你凭什么说这是个括号？
No, it's not.
这不是。
And I said that actually if we see this, we will really, you know, we don't want not to limit our appreciation of what God is doing.
如果我们真的是要这样来看的时候，要这样来享受的时候，我们不能限制神所给我们的。
That's why I want to add Romans 12:1 and 2.
所以我想把罗马十二章一节和二节加进来。
Now you understand this, therefore.
所以这地方就应该明白为什么这地方说所以。
I hope I spend three quarters of an hour with you so that you can appreciate this therefore.
我跟弟兄咱们在一起就将近一个小时，我盼望你能够现在开始更珍赏所以这个词。
I exhort you therefore.
所以弟兄们。
What is the response to such a praise?
保罗是如何回应他向神所献上的最高的赞美呢？
Therefore, brothers, through the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service.
所以弟兄们，我借着神的连续劝你们，将身体献上，当作圣别，并讨神喜悦的活祭。这是你们合理的侍奉。
I think this is the best response to God's economy.In the fullness of time.
这是我们向着神的经纶和时期满足时的经纶最好的回应。
And then I again say we spend several months to see the encapsulation of the gospel of God in Genesis 1:26.
我们这过去几个月可以说把这个所有这一切放在一个胶囊里面的时候，我们就会看到这是创世纪一章二十六节。
We saw the proper domain.
我们看到一个合适的辖区。
In our mingled spirit,
在我们调和的灵里，
and we also saw the proper moment, which is now.
我们也看到合适的时候，
and not only,
就是现在。
But not only that, we can have a kind of a practical giving ourselves in the church life, as is mentioned here.
我们更看到一个很实实在在的应用，就是把我们自己献交在实际的召会生活里。
And do not be fashioned.According to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect.
不要模仿这世代，反而要借着心思的更新而变化，叫我们可以验证神那可喜悦、那美好、可喜悦并纯全的旨意。
I'm so happy we have spent these months on Romans, and now we come to the end of Romans 11.
我非常高兴，我们一直在罗马书里，现在来到这个罗马书十一章的结束。
And we'll still have time to review what we have gone through.
我们还有机会再复习我们所读过的罗马书。
By such reviewing, I think it will help us to enter into the next portion of this book, which is most practical.
借着复习我们进到后段的罗马书，这是何等实际的一段。
You know, sometimes you say that the Romans 12 to the end is a section on transformation.
我们平常说从十二章到最后是一个变化的一段经节圣经。
And actually, which is really practically to experience the salvation of the soul.
当然，这就是我们
practical church life.
我们非常实际的在实际的教会生活里来经历魂的救恩。
And I think that is really what this book is about.
我觉得这是真正的这卷书所要告诉我们的。
So anyway, I'll stop here.
我会停在这里。
And I hope that I think the saints can pick up the morning sheets verses.
圣徒们可以拿这个晨更经节。
And let me suggest this. And because of the Flushing saints are here, so we'll all stay together.
我建议呢，因为今天法拉盛的圣徒们在，我们都不分语言聚会。
We will have because for the sake of translation, we will use the microphone.
为了翻译的方便，我们会有麦克风。
But also, I want to tell the saints, if you feel more comfortable to share where you are, that's perfectly fine.
我也要告诉弟兄姊妹们，如果你不愿意站出来，在你原座位上分享也是很好的。
But I hope that we all respond to what. The Lord has touched us by.
但是我盼望弟兄姊妹们能够回应你所听到的话语。
Because I believe the Lord is speaking to every one of us.
我相信主向我们每一个人都在说话。
And I do believe that these days, in through circumstances in the church life, the Lord wants to really bring us all on going forward.
我相信借着最近这段时间，主已经向我们显明，他要把我们带着继续往前。
So we'll not meet differently in language meeting. We'll all meet here together. I think aside from the morning watch sheets, I don't think there's any other announcement. So we hope the saints will... We can have some prayers first, and then we can start have some sharing.
我们没有什么报告，所以盼望弟兄姊妹有些祷告，我们就开始分享。
So、
如果你需要拿那个晨更经节，你拿晨更经节。
Yeah, okay, good.